hope everybody has had a really good weekend. We spent yesterday in London, myself, Bianca, my brother, Emily was there as well. And we were at this teen event called Reboot. Yeah. It was so incredibly encouraging. We were in this hall, and I kid you not, there was like 1,000 preteens.
Wow.
And it was incredible to be in this hall where there were all of these teens asking these incredibly deep questions. The deepest question that came up that hit me that I've never thought about, and a teen came up with this. I won't go into answering this, but I'm just sharing it. Was the question was, why is it called sacrifice if Jesus rose from the dead? I was like, what teen thinks of that? But it was an incredible event to be at. It was amazing to see the panel who were answering life questions, and it was just incredibly encouraging, because for me, it's so easy to lose faith in the younger generations of the world, right? Yeah. But it was amazing and eye-opening to be there. Really encouraging day. But today we're not going to be talking about that. We're actually going to be talking about something that has been, it's been something that I've been learning, I'd say, this year. It's been a big thing that I've been learning within this year. And that big thing, as you can see on the screen, is honesty. You know, it's been something that's been standing out in my life, and something that I've kind of, you know, been thinking a lot about, and a lot of exposure has happened, and I've been like, wow, this is very, very cool. But in understanding honesty and in adapting honesty to my life, it's also been incredibly encouraging to see how it's made my faithful life steady. That's been the one of the most encouraging things. So what I've done is I thought about
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
things that have been impacting in my life. So there's a lot to cover. So I'm going to try and spend 2 minutes per letter to see if I can do this within 25 minutes or so. So the first one that I thought, they're not in particular order, they're in order to spell honesty, as you can imagine. But it's not the first one's the most important to the least important. They're all really important. The first one is humility. For me, this is the foundation of honesty. You know, when you read Proverbs, isn't it amazing to see what Solomon wrote?
Yeah.
He's got thousands and thousands of little proverbs, little bits of insight that talk about how to best live our lives. They're not guarantees. It doesn't say if you do this, you will be blessed financially. He just gives you little insights into how you could live. You know, here I've got the two scriptures on the board. You know, Proverbs 11 verses 2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and your years will be added to your life. You know, for me, humility, as I said before, is the foundation in honesty. Because for me, humility means I need to have an attitude to understand that I do not understand. And therefore, I want to know more. Jonty, as one of my disciples, he's been incredible to spend time with. Because I would message Jonty throughout the week and I'd be like, dude, I call him dude because we're young like that, or we try to think we're young like that, or I do it because I want to make him feel young. I don't see him here, so it's a good thing. But I'd message him and I'd say, dude, you know, this came up in my day. Either I got angry with something or whatever the situation would be, we need to talk about it. And it's been so incredibly encouraging to sit with him and have him talk about things with me and give his wisdom to me. As most of you know, I'm dating beautiful Bianca. And so we've hit a phase in the relationship that's amazing, but it's deep. It's where we're dealing with the more everyday stuff. It's not just lovey-dovey anymore. And so there's a few things that, there's a lot of things that I do that annoys her. And then we talk about it. You know, I would, you know, grasp that, okay, I've done something that annoys her. And we talk about it. You know, she'd say, yeah, well, when this happened, this was fairly annoying, or this is how I felt. And then for me, you know, because I've been so independent and single for so long in my life and made my own decisions, made my own choices, and done what I needed to do, and I didn't have someone to rely on so much, I never, you know, really dealt with stuff before. But now I know I really need a lot of help. I need that humility to go to John T, because I don't know how to do this. So humility for me is almost the foundation in understanding that there is so much more that I need to learn.
Yeah.
There is so much more than that I can grasp. But I need to have the humility to go to John T and say, oh, no, what do you know? It needs to be an attitude of, wow, that's, tell me more. So that's the first one. The second one is openness. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you've called up a brother or a sister, maybe confessing a sin, thinking that it's really embarrassing? It might be the second, third, fourth time you've called them about the same thing. Thinking that it's, you know, it's going to be embarrassing. They're going to not want to listen to me, or oh, maybe I should, you know, dumb it down a bit. The first time you're very honest, you know, first time I call up my bro, I'm like, dude, I was driving and you know, I got so angry and I start swearing at this guy and I was, you know, hooting at him. And the second time I may say, yeah, dude, I got angry. And it's always interesting when it then gets to a stage where you're a bit embarrassed to say that. But have you ever called a brother or a sister, say what you needed to say, you were open about the issue, and then in return they say, actually, you know what, I had the same struggle. That's really encouraging. The other thing with openness is that, you know, it's not something that one should be embarrassed about. It's not something that one should fear. But with openness, I have learned that I need to be completely open, completely transparent with what goes on. For example, if I call John T and I told John T, man, I got angry this week, or I tell him something but it's not full detail, the next time I call him again, and I call him again, John T's not going to get a full picture. Can you see all the black bits in between there?
Yeah.
He's not going to get the full picture. So how can John T help me fully if he's not got the full picture? This guy is in a lot of trouble, isn't he? If he falls, I mean, he's dead. It's easy as that. The same thing with our spiritual lives. If I'm not completely open and honest about the struggles, about the temptations, about the sins, about the things in my life, how can I be fully helped? If I'm only open about a small segment, I'm not going to get all the help I need. I may get the help around that small segment, but not the full picture. So for me, that's been incredibly encouraging to realize that if I call someone, they may struggle with the same thing. So there's nothing to be embarrassed or worry about. But also, when I call someone, I've got to be prepared to be fully open, fully honest about that issue.
Come on,
in order to get the full help that I need. Next thing.
Come on now.
The need. Here we see in Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all in need of God. Now let me ask you this. Do you see your need? And what are you doing about that need. We saw earlier that, you know, humility, beginning of wisdom. We all need wisdom. Wisdom helps us to live a more peaceful life, a better life, a better life of understanding who Jesus and who God is. We need that understanding. We need to get to know God better. So again, as I said, do you see your need? And what are you doing about that need? You know, for me, it's important to obviously build correctly in a dating relationship. I know I need Jonty. It's important for me to be a very good Christian in my workspace. I know I need advice from people who have been Christians in a workspace for a long time. You know, I need people. We need one another. The next one.
I lost track of what number this was, but...
Three.
Number three. Thank you. We need to execute.
This is four.
Guys, this is number four. We need to execute. I did some studying around James this week, and I learned stuff that I have never learned before. There's a thing on YouTube called The Bible Project. Who's aware of The Bible Project? Guys, you all need to be aware of The Bible Project. So I'm evangelizing The Bible Project here right now. Go on YouTube, write in your notes, go on your phone now, because you've all got phones. YouTube, The Bible Project. There's a segment in The Bible Project called Read Scripture, and you type in the book you want to know about. And it's these two guys who have studied out the whole Bible, each book, looked at the history, looked at everything that ties into the specific book, and they animate this whole book, and it's awesome. And so each video is about 8 minutes long of a specific book, but it is truly incredible. It has made my, when I go into reading a book, it's literally opened my eyes to how I read and understand what I'm reading. And James has been awesome because... You know, James is actually the half-brother of Jesus, that they make very clear, and I kind of knew that. His name wasn't actually not James, it was more kind of Jacob in a Hebrew term, but the English term is James. And then they talk about James grew up with Jesus, and the number one book that James had when he grew up was actually Proverbs. And so he then obviously grew up with Jesus, so he had a lot of Jesus' teachings. So the whole book of James is literally... a massive insight into Proverbs and what Jesus taught. So it's a lot of small bits of wisdom, incredible bits of wisdom. James was also the leader of the church for 20 years. Go and watch the video because I'm not doing justice. But I learned so much about James. So what James said then had so much more of an impact on me because I was like, wow, he spent time with Jesus. He truly understands the teachings of Jesus. And he also really understood how important the Proverbs were to lead a good life. So he says here, you know, when he writes to the church, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, will be blessed in what they
Amen.
Do. You know, action speaks louder than word. As Christians, you know, we need to do it. For me, I need to get advice from Jonty, but it's one thing me saying I need it, it's another thing me actually saying, dude, let's sit down on Friday and doing it. So I think execution is a very important part in our Christian lives. Next one. Also a very, very important one. We all know this scripture incredibly well. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. And so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped in every good work. Let me encourage you, you know, when you are getting advice from someone, when you are opening up about sins in your life, challenges in your life, make sure that that discipling time or that special time or whatever you want to call it, the time you're having with that person that is going to help you with a specific issue, make sure that the time you have with that person is always rooted in what Scripture says. Because it's important. I don't know how many people are in the room. Maybe 30. Yeah, maybe about 30. That's 30 different opinions about a lot of different stuff. And it's very easy to get hurt by opinions, or it's very easy to take an... I'm a people pleaser. So sometimes, you know, people may say something to me, and I might take that as literal word. But it's not like that. That's something that I've been very inspired by when I've had time with someone like John T. Nicole, or my brother, or my grandparents, or my parents. They always take it back to the scriptures.
Amen.
They say their opinion... They say what they think, but they take it back to the scriptures. For me, I'm someone who, I can get quite competitive. In the last month or so, we've been playing some family games internally. And let me say, I've been responsible for making playing games slightly uncomfortable for the rest of my family. And they're all here, and they will all back that up. We played a game, and I felt like, you know, my team, which was me and my grandparents, you know, awesome grandparents, I felt like we were slightly mistreated or unfairly treated. I felt like there wasn't justice, you know, and that really annoys me. That really drives me up the wrong wall, whatever that saying is. And so I just made it, you know, I got a bit stubborn, and I was like, well, so what? You know, oh, we lost. Cool. Great story. Which made it uncomfortable for the rest of my family. What I'm boiling down to is I wasn't loving when we were playing the game. So we get in the car, and Bianca, the amazing girlfriend she is, challenges me again and says, you know, babe, I don't think you are very loving. And she showed me some scripture that just talks about how, you know, you need to be loving. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I was so challenged, you know, I kind of wanted to say, don't say that, not now, like, not now, don't say it. She actually did tell me that she didn't want to say it because she didn't want to make me more uncomfortable, but she just said it. But she boiled it down to scripture that really just, you know, it really hit my heart. Have you ever had that? When you know you've done something wrong, someone brings up scripture that you cannot argue with. You cannot argue against it. Because we know that it's what we need to do. It's God's word. It's what we need to do. So I always encourage you that, you know, when you are getting time with people, whether it's family members, spouses, brothers, sisters, make sure that the conversations are rooted around what the scripture says. The other thing about this is this really challenges you to really get to know your Bible. Because if a brother calls you up and he's in need of something, or a sister calls you up and she's in need of something, it's always super encouraging when you can respond by scripture. You know, when you know that someone's going through a challenging time, whether it be health or sadness or loss in the family or whatever that situation may be, you know, it's always encouraging when you send them a little scripture. And it's always encouraging when you receive a scripture. So for me, this is also something that's been very important, because it's not just opinion that I'm listening to.
Yeah.
It's actually scriptures that I'm listening to. The next one, trust. This is also a big one. Again, James, before I read the scripture, for me, it's very important to do two things around trust. As someone listening to someone, it's important to create a trustworthy environment. And as someone who is sharing something, it is important to trust the person you're sharing things with. And I believe that this scripture is one of my favorite scriptures, yet also really challenging scriptures. James 1:19 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." You know, it's so challenging when someone... I'm a fixer. And so it's really challenging when someone shares something with me, because I want to jump in and fix. You know, I want to say, oh, but have you tried this? Have you tried this? Or, oh, you're doing it wrong. Or, you know, oh, have you thought about this? Instead of that, doesn't create a very trustworthy environment. Instead of that, I feel like this scripture really helps us to create a trustworthy environment, because if you're quick to listen and slow to speak, you're creating an environment where someone can feel listened. to. You know, someone can say, actually, they really listen to us. They listen to the problem. They listen to the sin. They listen to the challenge. They took it in. They didn't get angry, even though it's the fifth time I've told them that I'm struggling with the same thing, which is really encouraging. But also, it creates an environment where the person sharing things then really trusts in the person he is sharing things with. Because he knows that that person, I trust what I say to that person because they will listen to me. They're not just shouting at me. They're not just saying, have you tried this? They're not trying to fix the situation. So again, this is something that's also really important. Something that, you know, has been so important for me. You know, it's so encouraging when you have an environment that is trustworthy.
Yeah.
And it's so incredibly encouraging when you have an environment where you feel trusted, where you know you can trust the people who you're sharing and being open with. And lastly, you.
Come on now.
It has to start with you. All of this has to start with you. You know, the incredibly encouraging thing with everything that I've just said is it does not just apply to honesty. Everything I've just shared applies to, if you think about it, our whole life as a Christian. You think about humility. Who is the best example in humility? Jesus. You think about if you're in a situation right now, if you're studying the Bible, you need to be really humble. Because when you're studying the Bible, we know that things are going to be said that is going to challenge you. But you need to be humble because you don't understand everything. As a Christian, we need to be humble when we're facing correction. We need to live humble lives. We need to understand that there's so much more to learn. Again, as a Christian, we need openness in our life. If you're studying the Bible, again, you need to be open with everything in your life. Because again, it's the only way that you can truly and fully be helped with whatever it is that's stopping you from becoming a Christian. You need to, and we need to, see the need for God. If you're studying the Bible or thinking about studying the Bible, the best thing that helps is understanding that you need God. And if you truly understand your need for God, it makes a lot of other things so much more simpler and so much easier. Again, you need to execute. You need to make sure that you're making time to study the Bible. As Christians, we need to make sure that we're making time to put the scriptures into practice. We need to execute. Obviously, scriptures. Our whole faith is based on scriptures. If you're studying the Bible again, you need to know the scriptures. You need to study the scriptures. You need to understand the scriptures. You need to, again, create an environment where you can be trusted and where you feel like you are trusted. Again, if you're still studying or if you're just a Christian in general, we need to be a body of trust. We need to know that we can trust one another. But also, this is the biggest thing for me and the most important thing, that it has to start with you. It has to start with me. We are the only things that can block us from applying all of this stuff. If I am not humble, I won't get the help. If I am not open, I won't get the help. If I am not trusted, I'll get stubborn and prideful and not share my life. If I feel like I'm not being listened to, the same thing. It has to start with us. We are the only people that can truly block them. So again, in conclusion, I think I've done pretty well. 1 minute and 52 seconds left. I've done pretty well. This is probably the first time I've ever undercut my time. But in conclusion, you know, honesty is a massive thing. And it's a big thing that I've learned. And as Christians, honesty is a really core part in living a peaceful, amazing life. We need to be humble. We need to be open. We need to see our need. We need to execute because words or actions are louder than just words. We need to know our scriptures. We have to trust one another. And most importantly, it has to start with us. Thank you very much.